gently.
Okay, on behalf of Michael Courtin, it's a course in the Simcha to introduce Rav Kalm.
Freud Moradas, the Shlita, Maranan, the Rabbanan, the Rabbi Sai. A cardinal rule is to start with a witticism. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Rabbah Pasach Bebdichasa. I think it's very appropriate to tell the famous story, apocryphal story, never happened, of the two very poor yeshiva fellows who kept on learning about Olam Haba, Olam Haba. What is this Olam Haba? What is it? So one tells the other, Olam Haba is when you save your pennies and you buy all the potatoes and herring you could eat. You understand the hasagas that they had. And you buy firewood, and there's a warm fire, and you eat all you can, and you sit down and learn. That's what Olam Haba is. So he says, you know, let's try it. So over a long time, they save up the pennies, and they buy herring and potatoes and firewood, and they gorge themselves. And then one says to the other, okay, let's learn. So he says, enough Olam Haba. So I think it's very appropriate that after we had the repast we did, that we hear some Divrei Torah. And I'd like to say some Divrei Torah, Mayin Yonah D'Yoma, of course. It would be your luck that I lost my notes. It takes me much more time without notes, you see. Do I need them? All right. In the brachas, the Sheva brachas, what's my cutoff time? Seriously.
9:30. 9:35.
Okay. In the Sheva brachas, we find Sois Tosis V'Sogel Ha'akara B'Kibbutz Bonel V'Soicha V'Simcha. And if you think about it, you can wonder, what has that got to do with getting married? Why is that a brach of Sheva brachas? Rashi says that we want to be Mala Zichron Yerushalayim Al Rosh Simcha Seinu. So why did they put the bracha wherever they put it, in the middle somewhere? Oh yes. After all, the content of the bracha is the Akora, the barren woman should rejoice because that's when her children are going to come in her besimcha with great happiness, which means Yerushalayim, the city of Yerushalayim. So Rashi says that's why we mention it. We always want to mention Yerushalayim b'roish simchaseinu at the beginning of our rejoicing. The problem is, why did they put that bracha in the middle of everything? And that's what I'd like to explain. We all know that you get married, you give the kala ring. I didn't mean telephone. You give her a ring, that's because it's a minhag. Actually, you have to give her something of value. The minhag of ring is actually a Kabbalistic thing, but the Ramah brings it. It's based on a Tikkuni Zohar. And it's very interesting. The Ramah just says, we use a ring, and that's what it says in the Tikkuni Zohar. He doesn't cite where or what it's all about. And if you look in the Tikkuni Zohar, it says on the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Lemarbe Hamisro L'Shalom Ein Ketz, that mem of Lemarbe is written in Yeshaya as a mem sophis. It's not a regular mem. And therefore, it says in the Tikkuni Zohar that Marbe is a gematria. There's a numerical value to the Marbe. It's the gematria Ezer, Ezer Kenegdo, or Zera, the purpose of Dini Baina Abayas Bi Yisrael. Same gematria, same letters. So that's the Marbe. Hamisra is the gematria of Tikkun. And that's why you should be Mekadosh with a ring, because the Marbe, it's a mem stuma, a mem sophis is called a closed mem, a regular mem is open. And that, and also it's written very large, that particular mem. And therefore, by doing that, so when you say Tehei Li Mekudeshes B'Tabazu with the mem stuma, you have to use a ring, because the inside of the mem stuma is a ring. This has been interpreted different ways. This mem stuma, the Zidit Shevach Sidim, a little uncomfortable, but I guess the Kala doesn't mind as long as he marries her. And they wear square rings. Zidit Shevach Sidim, there may be others. Because it says in Tikkun HaZayir, it's a mem stuma, which means it's a ring on the inside and it's a square on the outside. That's the kind of ring they use. That's the Tikkun HaZayir, mem stuma. And I'd like to elucidate this Tikkun HaZayir. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, why is it that every mem in the middle of a word is open, a regular mem, and this one's closed, it's stuma? So the Gemara tells us, because really Chizkiyahu HaMelech was supposed to have been Mashiach, but the Midas Hadin, whatever this means, said to Hashem, you made such a nest for Chizkiyahu because Gavriel HaMelech smote the whole Machnas Sancheriv, that there was a siege around Yerushalayim. And it says a Malach came, Chazal say it was Gavriel, there are other days in Medrashim, and Vines killed out the whole Machna. That was the end of the siege. So Chizkiyah did not say Shira. David HaMelech said so many Shiras, and you didn't make him a Mashiach. How could you go make Chizkiyah Shira? Miyad Nistatem, it got closed up. The Midas Hadin punctured this idea. No, Chizkiyah can't be Mashiach. That's what it says in the Gemara. That's a mem stuma. We find another thing. In Pirkei de Rabbi Elezer, it is said that Mantzipach, the Osios Sophios, Mem Nun Tzadik Peichov, the reason it's not said in the order of the Alibes, Taisa says because min sofecha, because we have this Mesorah of Osios Sophos, Sophios from the Nevi'im, min sofecha, that the Osios Mansepach are actually Osios of Geula, of redemption. So, and it says how it is, Lech Lecha, the alliteration of the Chof is Geula. Lech Lecha is Geula. And Lech Me'imonu Ki Otsamto Mimenu Ma'oid, that's the mem. Lech Me'imonu is the Geula that's represented by mem. And the Nun is Hatzilenino Mi'arachi Mi'araisav. The pay, we know Pekait Pekarati, that was the code for Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Tzaddik is Mashiach is going to use that one. So of course this needs explanation. It's not me and Yanenu, but I believe one thing is it's a remez that the sof is different from the middle. The idea of Geula. It's a different sof. And of course, what it really is telling us is that the Havdalah of Knesset Yisrael from the Amen, that's really Geula. So Lech Lecha, Lech Me'imanu, Hatzilenino, which is, they're twins. They're identical twins, and yet separate me from him. So it's an idea of separation by Klai, so that's Geula. Well, so we have here the mem stuma, that the mem was supposed to be Geula. Chizkiyah is supposed to be Mashiach. Okay. Let's take another aspect. Someone pointed out something. It's a very interesting point. He says, I guess he wasn't listening much to the davening, so he started to look at the Nusach HaTfilah and to count it up, and he said something which is unusual. He says, he counted the Osios of Atakidashta, and he says that it has 81 letters, which is a square. 9 square is 81. Okay. Then he went and he counted Parshas Vayechulu. And that's also a square. It's 144, which is 12 square. Then both together, if you add them up, 81 and 144, it's 225, which is 15 square. Any mathematicians here? Accountants? Okay. And then Ata Echad, which is Mincha, is also, it adds up to Ata Kidashta plus Vayechulu. It's something interesting. And then he went on with this, that there are other things where they're squares. Interesting. And I believe that the understanding here is as follows. What does a circle represent and what does a square represent? The Yerushalmi, in a few places, says that there is nothing in the Bria which was created rectangular. It's round. I believe that's why Minhag Yisrael is, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the time of the Bria, we make round chalas to represent that Yerushalmi. Square represents Tikkun HaAdam. Since in the natural Bria you don't find square, so that means Tikkun HaAdam, like Turnus Ripa Sarasha had a debate with Rav Akiva. Why aren't people born Nemo? Because if that's the way it's supposed to be, why didn't God make it that way? So he said, Rav Akiva said, because the whole idea of the Bria is we should make the Tikkun. That's why. So the concept of square, the Mizbeach is square, Tefillin are square, the idea of Ribua, of Mizbeach, where Adam Arishon was created from the Ofer, and the Mizbeach represents that. And I believe that this, that we go Hakofis, is represented. We go Hakofis around the square, the Mizbeach. It all falls into that symbolic thing that a square represents Tikkun HaAdam. And so, when it comes to Shabbos, which is Me'ein Olam Haba, Shabbos represents Achris HaYomim. That's why the Tefillah Shabbos were made squares, because it means that will come at the time when the Adam will make the Tikkun. And that's why, really, that's what it means, that Lamarba Hamisra, and that big mem means to be Mekadosh Deisha Lamarba Ezer Zera Lamisra Begematria Tikkun. In other words, what it tells us is that the circle, which is the natural Bria, should be squared, that we make a Tikkun. That's what getting married is really all about. It's Tikkun. That's why it's a mem stuma. That's what's represented. I believe there's a whole sugya mesechta Erevin Yud Gimel about Yam Sha'osa Shlomo. It was called Yam. It was a mikveh. Shlomo HaMelech built a mikveh, and the Gemara goes through with that the dimensions of the mikveh were that it was 3 foot, three amos high, square. And there was a run, and there was a cylinder on top, 2 amos. Very interesting architecture. That's the way he built it. That's the only way you can have 150 mikvahs in Yam Sha'osa Shlomo. That's the way the Gemara figures it out. What's the theological significance? Because if you look down, it represents Tikkun. The circle is squared. That means it's a mukam of Tikkun. That's what mikveh represents, Tikkun. So I believe that that's what the Zayah Chadash, the Tikkun HaZayah, is all about. Well, the Gemara says, Ein ben David ba, at sheyichlu kol hanashamot shebeguf. The guf means that there's a place, doesn't mean the human body. There's a place, lamala, that's called guf, where the neshamas come from. And Mashiach can't come until all those neshamas that are there are emptied out. And I believe that what it really means, it defines what the Gemara tells us in Brachas. David HaMelech compared himself to other kings, and he said, Loi chosir ani yodim ulechleches v'dam v'shvir uveshilya kidei letaher isha l'bayla. I mean, is that the job of a king? I don't think so. But since Ein Ben David Ba at sheyichlu kol haneshama shebeguf, that Mashiach can't come until all those neshamas are empty, it may not be the job for a king, but for David HaMelech it is, because l'tari shelabala, he has to do whatever he can so that the neshamas should come down. That's what this bracha means. This bracha of Sais Tosis v'Sageo HaAkara. Where is this bracha put? Since getting married is a heksha for pruvu, and through that the geula is going to come, it's the step towards geula. So the place of this bracha is after Yotzer Adam, before Misamea Chasim Vekala, to teach us that this is a heksha for geula. And through geula we reach the Madrega of Adam Rishon Kodem Achet. And also, in fact, when you look at Jewish history is not a timeline. Jewish history is a circle as well. Because our hopes are to bring back mankind to that Madrega from the Bria, to Adam Rishon Kodem Achet. That's what a circle represents to us. And so, the idea of this bracha is that what the Tikkun HaZayir is saying, the Ish is an Ezer, and also the Keli, where Zerah comes from, that through this is going to come a Tikkun. And since the Adam is Mekadesh with a Tabas, which is round in the inside and square in the outside, which teaches us that through the Avodas HaAdam, which is a square, there's going to come about a Tikkun, that we're going to be able to reach the Madrega of Adam Arishin Kodem Achet. Therefore, the Adam is Mekadesh the Isha with a Tabas, which is similar to a Mem Stuma. We hope and we pray that this Zivik should be Eilu Yofa, and they should bring great Tikkun and Nachas to all of Klal Yisrael. Amen. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.